I think Donegal is very vulnerable to that. A lot of our business is day tripper business, and with the increase in the fuel prices, a little bit of scaremonger in different articles about what will happen if there's fuel shortages. It takes the confidence away from the public to actually make a plan to come out on a Sunday and go driving. Until we get to that point, we'd be better not talking it up. Our tourism largely is Sleeve League based, so it's the people that are travelling from all over the county heading out to see Sleeve League and come back. It is very much a travel based visitor we get. We're not linked up very well with any national networks, buses, trains, so we really do depend on people being able to afford to put a bit of diesel into the car and go. I think the government needed to do an awful lot more with supports, follow in with other countries that have really cut excise taxes or get rid of the carbon taxes completely, because they're prohibiting business and they're actually going to hurt an awful lot of people, whether it's in their homes with heat and oil or whatever it is. You know, they're making the cost of living just too high in this country at the moment.
Your message to government is facilitate the people to continue as normal, allow trade to move, allow traffic to move, and allow businesses like yours in the tourism sector to actually get the through traffic that they need.
The way this country's been run over the last number of years, and particularly now when you see this very arrogant approach to reducing the prices on fuel, it's causing a huge amount of anxiety in the general public. They feel they can't breathe. They're worried already about how they're going to put oil into their houses for next winter. That affects business on every level. People have to save for that now, so they can't have their little treat. We needed a fuel cap. We needed real leadership here. And once again, we just get the same dithering in the Dáil.